In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today is the 12th day of the blessed month of Misra. May the Lord begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. Where our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my fathers and my brethren, Amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the Honorable Archangel Michael. With his supplications, God brings the water of the Nile up to its measure and blesses the fruits of the earth. May his intercession be with us. Amen. On this day also is the commemoration of the enthronement of the righteous Emperor Constantine the Great over the city of Rome. When he reigned over Byzantium, succeeding his father Constantinus Chlorias in the year 306 after Christ, he abolished the injustice throughout the kingdom. His firmness and fame spread throughout the empire. The nobles of Rome asked him to come and save them from the injustice of Maximianus. He sorrowed for their misfortune, and he pondered in what way he could deliver them. The sign of the cross appeared to him, to which adhered. Constantine went and fought against Maximianus and defeated him while Maximianus was retreating, crossing the bridge of the Tiber River. The bridge broke and he perished, drowning along with his soldiers. That was in the 7th year of the reign of Emperor Constantine. When Emperor Constantine entered Rome, all its nobles and people welcomed him in a grand festival and with great joy. They celebrated his victory for 7 successive days. The poets of Rome and its orators praised the honorable cross, describing it as the savior of their city and the supporter of their emperor. The account of the appearance of the cross to Emperor Constantine and his victory over Maximianus is written under the commemoration of the departure of this righteous emperor, which is on the 28th day of Brahmat. Glory be to our God forever. Amen.